The Burlington teacher strike is over, but it's reignited a larger political debate that'll last longer. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, two prominent lawmakers will soon introduce legislation that would prohibit public school teachers from striking.
Earlier this week, with the citywide teacher strike in its third day, Burlington Representative Kurt Wright held a late-morning press conference at City Hall.
I just want to say a few words to start out about teachers.
Teachers, Wright went on, have perhaps the most important jobs in the state.
And as such, we want teachers to be the most respected profession, the most revered people in our community.
But Wright said respect and reverence for teachers was now at risk as the parents of 4,000 students tried to finagle last-minute childcare arrangements as a result of the strike.
Fairly or unfairly, it creates animosity in the community amongst many. It creates division, it disrupts families, and it leaves scars behind in the community in its aftermath.
And Wright says Vermont can put an end to that division by putting an end to teacher strikes.
It's not a great position to have teachers in a position where they're striking at in an adversarial position with the school board. There's got to be a better way than that.
Kurt Wright and Caledonia County Senator Joe Benning, both Republicans, say the, quote, better way is to force the two sides to negotiate until they have a breakthrough. They'll introduce legislation in both the House and Senate next year that would strip unionized educators of their ability to strike. It's not a new idea. A similar bill failed by a single vote in the Vermont House 2 years ago. Darren Allen, director of communications for the Vermont NEA, says there's a good reason lawmakers rejected it then.
We don't think that the state's involvement makes it easier for local school boards and local educators to reach decisions.
Wright and Benning view the Burlington strike as a symptom of a fundamentally broken bargaining system. For many teachers, though, it's the leverage point they feel they need to negotiate fair compensation and working conditions. Benning and Wright say their legislation won't alter the power dynamic between school boards and local teachers' associations because they say the bill will also strip boards of the ability to impose contracts on teachers, as they're currently able to do. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says it isn't surprising the issue is resurfacing now.
Politicians will always latch on to one-off instances to make the case for desired legislation.
But Ash says that's just what the Burlington situation appears to be, a one-off.
The current framework for negotiating generally produces a result that gets both sides to shake hands and go back to work.
Ash says he's willing to consider proposed reforms to teacher contract negotiations, so long as they preserve equal leverage for both sides. It's notable that Wright and Benning likely will not be getting much help on their legislative push from Republican Governor Phil Scott. A spokeswoman for Scott says he believes, quote, that teachers have a right to strike and school boards have a right to impose contracts. And she says it's not clear to the administration how banning strikes would solve what Scott sees as the chief problem in Vermont's education system, its cost. But Nicole Mace, executive director of the Vermont School Boards Association, says it's time for lawmakers to revisit bargaining statutes. Association members authored a resolution 2 years ago supporting Wright's bill.
It's questionable whether or not a process that was created in the 1960s using a real industrial era framework in terms of labor versus management, whether that's a good fit for today's educational context.
Wright and Benning say they plan to push for hearings on their legislation in both chambers of the legislature next year. And while not a supporter of the bill, Scott's spokeswoman says he'd consider signing it if it made it through the legislature. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.